Blog Talk Radio.
California.
Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. And we're off, right? We're off. Good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. I know I've been away for a while, but I'm trying to get back in the groove. But you got to start somewhere, right? You got to start somewhere. I tell you, so busy with working and my real estate business and, you know, things around the house and just all kind of family stuff, you know, that, you know, doesn't take a back seat to anything. I mean, not that you guys do. Don't get me wrong. Now, I'm not saying that you guys take a back seat, but, you know, priorities. Right? Prioritize. Right? Have to get it done. Now, welcome to the show, guys. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Now, today's show, before we get into today's show, let's go through our sponsors. Today's show is sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? And again, guys, Thanks for listening in and welcome. Now, the show is also sponsored by my realty company, Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, residential, I want to be in commercial too, but residential needs, you guys can get in touch with me through email, or a lot of you have my personal cell number. Call me, and you can go to my website, Frank Williams at kwrealty.com, frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. Go there, look at, you know, whatever you want. You can look at homes. You can send me a message. All that stuff. All that stuff, okay? You guys grab a hold of it and run with it. But I can help you whether you're selling your house, or know someone that's selling their house, whether you want to buy a house, or know someone that wants to buy a house. Put them in touch. I'll help them from start to finish. I tell people all the time, I'll hold your hand from this time we start until we walk out of that closing room with either your keys in your hand to your new home, or a check in your hand from selling your old place. All right. And again, that's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. Go there and check things out. Right? Check things out. So let's see, before we get into the show, let's go here. And I know, oh my goodness, a lot of people on the show right now, a lot of people tuning in. Thank you guys for the love. I know you hadn't heard from me, hadn't seen me or whatever in a long time, but I'm here. I'm here, right? I'm here for you, and I'm going to continue to and get some kind of consistency going here. All right. Today's word of the day is ruthless, 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 R-U-T-H-L-E-S-S. Ruthless is an adjective, and it means having no pity, merciless, cruel. Now, you know how God works, okay? And I know, you know, the religion thing is kind of taboo with some people. Some people not believers, whatever. I am. And what I'm saying is, I thought of this show, okay, the title of this show. And because I want to address something. And then I have a word of the day every day that I can pull up. And you guys can go to your word of the day. And I use Webster's Dictionary. And they give you a word of the day every day. That way you can learn, new words, meanings. Some of them stick with you. Some of them won't. Okay. But this word, ruthless, this was today's word of the day. No lie. July 13th, 2021, the word of the day is ruthless. And that coincides, and this is what I said about this is the way God works. That coincides with what we're going to discuss here over the next 45 minutes or so. And the title of the show is, and ruthless means having no pity, merciless, and cruel. Okay, that's what happens. And today's show is entitled, "Do We Despise People Who Lie, Spread Rumors About Others?" And I think that's a form of ruthless. You know, having no pity, merciless, and you're cruel. That's cruel. That's cruelty when you talk about people, or you spread rumors about people, about other people. Not a lot of people do it, okay? There aren't a lot of people that spread rumors. People who spread rumors, I think they're sick. okay? I think they need help. And that's going to be that's another show that I'm trying to do this week. You guys will see it when it comes in to you on my show notes. But I have another show that I got countless shows that I gotta get out there to you guys. We gotta get these shows done. But as I go through life, and as I go through my everyday life, I can be sitting there talking about something with anybody, and then bam, it'll hit me. Man, that needs to be a show. And I pull my phone out and I'll put it down in my notes, and that's the show that I'll put out there. Okay, and that's the show that I'll put out there. But people who tell lies and spread rumors about other people are ruthless. And what did I say ruthless was? Merciless, cruel, having no pity. And like I said, there aren't a lot of people out there who spread rumors, but a few people that do spread rumors, that's what I call them. They're ruthless people. Okay? Ruthless people. And it's cruel. Okay? It's cruel. And if you have something that you want to speak on, you have a comment or an opinion, you can call the show, hit the number one on your keypad, and you can give us your opinion or give us your comment. The number is 516-531-9483. That's 516-531-9483. And you can call in and we can talk. I'd love that. But when you think about these things and or the people that do it, you know, you have to be conscious not to say something or do something that would hurt someone else. And a lot of people don't think about that. But when you think about things that people do sometimes, it's usually out of jealousy. Okay? You know, when people spread lies and rumors about someone, it's usually from jealousy or, you know, something else going on there. So you have to think about that. Okay? And the jealousy thing is real. You know, it's real. And sometimes to be in certain positions, you're going to be the target of that. Some people who are good looking, some people who have a great body, a great face, great hair, great legs, any of those physical attributes, someone is jealous of that. Someone wants what you have, but they aren't willing to do what you do to get that. If you want a great body, you're going to have to take time and exercise and work things out. Okay? And you got to continue to do it. Right? And when you continue to do it, then you'll start seeing the results. And once you see the results, that's what starts to make you feel like, hey, this working. And that'll keep you moving. Okay? I do that a lot. You know, when you aren't having success doing something, you tweak something right in there, and next thing you know, bam, you're getting results. If you just tweak a little something in there, you'll start getting results. I sat in on a class the other day, and it was a virtual class, but I sat in on that class the other day, and I this is no lie. As soon as I sat, as soon as I pulled in on the class, on the Zoom call, there was about six different things that this guy talked about that I needed to hear myself, okay? And, you know, I do this to better myself. It isn't for anyone else. It's to better myself because I want to be better. I want to be better at what I do. If someone else wasn't, you know, up on that class or in that class or whatever, may not have heard it, or they may have been something in there that they needed. That was something that I needed. I didn't know that. But the man upstairs, and that's all I always say, God said, hey, you need to be in that class. There's something you got to hear that I want you to hear. So get on that class. And I got on that class, and as soon as I did, it's no lie, guys, six things popped out, and I wrote them down right here that I got to get better with myself. Okay? I'm not reading like I should. Starting to, but I'm not reading like I should. And then that's because, and I'm starting back to because I'm getting off my game. My game was always positivity and trying to reach out to others and help other people dream. I want people to dream. I want people to dream. And if you dream, you'll go after that dream if you want it bad enough. 516-531-9483. The lines are open. You guys can call in. The show is full, guys. Full of people. I love that. You guys can talk. I have a caller from the 609 area code. First three digits are 464. Hey, caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
What's good, Frank? Good morning. This is Hard.
Hardaway. What's going on, buddy?
Ain't nothing, man. Glad to hear your voice. Yeah, I was like, well, I wonder if Frank is all right. I ain't heard him on the show.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I was like, well, then I had called you a couple of weeks ago. Then I was like, well, either he's on vacation or he's busy. So
well, I was on vacation last week, but we didn't go anywhere. I just kind of hung out at the house doing different things at the house, man. And, you know, I don't know what the hell my phone was, but
did you work on my room yet?
Yes, yeah, all good, man.
That was the right that was the right answer, Spray. You yeah, made my day.
Hey, it's all ready, man. I wouldn't lie to you. I just put a TV in there. I just mounted a TV on the wall. So everything
oh,
all
really?
Good, man. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Good, good, good.
So Hard,
you
got anything you wanna say about my topic today?
Yeah, Frank, man. You know, I don't know, we must be on the same wavelength. Maybe that's why we still friends. But Ruthless. You know my part of my story. So, you know, I just don't understand why people do what they do. You know, I'm trying not to be ruthless because one thing, you know, I love my freedom and freedom is precious. So,
yes, sir.
But, you know, I'm trying not to go to being ruthless, but and thank God I found a church that you know helped me not to be ruthless. So
right.
But I do, you know, the people that what was the topic again?
I'm sorry, the topic was
do we despise people who lie and spread rumors about others?
Oh yeah. Okay. Yes. I surely do, and I know one of the biggest lies that we,
you know, a little bit about, but you know, happened 30 years ago, maybe 40. But you know, that really disturbed me. But this you know my situation trying to find a place to live, a better place to live, I should say.
Yeah. And where I'm at now, you know, then, you know, my next door neighbor, and you know, that's real close, and you know, done put something out about me, man. And you know, it done took me to pray and to, you know, really stay, you know, I can't, you know, I like sitting on my front porch like an old country boy, but, you know, I can't do that too much no more because I have to see him. But, you know, but the best thing for me to do is, man, is just get away from the problem. I mean,
yeah.
And,
yeah.
And, you know, prayer helps, but,
yeah.
So sometimes you just got to remove yourself from the situation.
Right. Right. Because, you know, because, you know, sometimes, you know, some people lash out and lash back at those people. But, you know, I don't, you know, when you're doing things, like I'm doing, I really don't have time for that. You
right.
know, you don't have time for that kind of stuff because it's petty. Not only, I mean, it's cruel, but it's petty, and again, it's something that, you know, usually somebody's jealous about something.
Exactly.
You know, jealous about something, and then they, you know, when people put out rumors and stuff about you or whatever, then the next thing you know. You know, it's and they do that not even knowing sometimes that a lot of those same rumors are out there about you.
Right. Right.
You know,
and then they want to lie about it when you confront them. You know, why would you say something like that? And
right.
and when you confront them, then they lie and say they didn't do it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you know, that's what I'd be like. Oh my, you know, if I carried a gun, man, I'll just shoot you right in the mouth. You know, but yeah, but I'm you know, I ain't gonna let nobody, you know, like I said, freedom is precious. I ain't gonna let nobody destroy my freedom and destroy my peace because. And bring me down, take me down further than I am. I'm already am. So
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. You don't need nobody pushing you further underwater. You need somebody sticking their hand out trying to help you up.
Exactly. And
you know?
And like I told you before, you and Laura, I thank y'all for that hand. And other people that have helped me, but yeah, but you know, it's just sometimes, you know, I think I'm trying to live right, and I just don't know why it keep happening to me, but you know, but I just you know, I just stay inside, and when I go outside, I just put my meat on the grill, and then I just come back inside.
That's it. Hey, Hoy, I appreciate you calling, man. We gonna be in touch. I'm gonna get with you. I might give you a call in a little bit. I got to work this afternoon, but I might give you a call on my way to work.
Right. Okay.
All right, buddy. Tell Tracy we say hello.
All right, you do the same.
All right. So again, guys, you know, I could probably talk to everybody that's on the show right now. I could probably click on every number on the show right now and ask you that same question. Do you have people that you might despise who might lie and spread rumors about other people? And, you know, I think the hardest thing for, you know, some of those people to do is to live their own lives. I think that's the problem. Is there's something missing within them they just can't put their finger on. And they don't want to put their finger on. You with me? So, but, you know, I don't care. You know, people have been saying things about me since high school, man. High school, probably before that. But again, it's a thing of jealousy and envy that usually trigger those things in people. And those things aren't true, or the lies aren't true, the rumors aren't true. None of that stuff is true. You know that. And but you can't answer because they look sinned to other people. You know they are. But when you know, to shoot things like that is just, you know, not right. And it's, you know, it's bad. It's bad. It not only makes them look bad in your eyes, but again, of course, you got to remove yourself from that situation. You gotta step back from something like that and keep going. Okay. And again, I have countless shows that I've written down. And I got topics galore that I'm getting ready to run with. I'm starting to kind of manage my time a little better, so I'll be able to get out here with you guys and do some things. But you know, someone else did something similar to me years ago. And you know, like you say, I don't have any ties with that person anymore, but you know, I'll tell you guys a quick story and then I'll kind of wrap up the show. Years ago, I worked for real estate lawyers, okay? And one of the lawyers came to me and said, Frank, we know that you've been investigated by the FBI or something. Sick, right? We know you've been investigated by the FBI. And we're going to find out about it. Okay? And when we do, it's going to be some consequences. I'm like, you talking to me, bro? He said, yeah, we know. I said, okay, well, I'm glad you informed me about it because I didn't know. Okay? I want to know, too, if I'm being investigated by the FBI or the feds, I want to know too. Okay, y'all let me know what you find. Okay, of course they didn't find anything, right? I'd probably be in jail, right, if they had found something or whatever, right? But of course they didn't find anything. Of course it was the wrong person. But hey, what have you done? What have you done to me now? Spread this rumor about me within the law firm? Come on, man, I could sue your ass right here today for that. That's slander, or whatever you want to call it, or I forgot what you call it, but that's slander, or man, what do you call it? I can't think of it. If somebody know what I'm trying to say, say it. You know, when people say stuff about you that's not true. Okay? And they said that about me, and it wasn't true. Okay? I'm waiting. I went home and told my wife, and she was like, what? And that's why, I'm thinking, that, hey, I need to strap up because somebody might knock on my door anytime. Okay, saying that. You got an investigation on you. You're going down. Come on, man. Come on now. And I knew it wasn't true. But damn, the lawyer that I work for done came to me and said this. But you know what it was? And I'm going to close the show with this. You know what it was? What it was is he was jealous about some of the relationships that I had with some of the ladies within the firm. That's all it was. That's all it was. And it, you know, it was something that people that work together do outside of work. So we go to the little, you know how some people do it that work in these office complexes or these big office buildings, you know, they talk and then after work, let's go have a drink at Milo's after work. Let's go have a drink let's go to Applebee's or something after work. Or let's go here this weekend. Let's go there. And those are the things that we used to do. Okay. And because of that jealousy and whatever that he had for me, he telling people that I'm being investigated by the feds. Okay. Whatever, dude. If that works for you, that's fine for me because I know you're off your rocker. So you gotta take people where they are. You know, let them do whatever they're going to do and just, pull away from that situation. And lo and behold, the way that God works, okay, the law firm split. He went his way. I went with the other attorney. And, hey, we live so-called happily ever after. So, no big deal to me. And the guy died a few years after that. Never heard anything else, of course, about the investigation or whatever. So, but that kind of stuff, defamation, there it is, defamation of character. That's exactly what it is. It's defamation of character. When you put out something about somebody and it's not true, defamation of character, okay? And if someone's doing that, just like I said, get away. Okay? Get away. Let them have their peace in their sorrow. Let them have their peace within their jealousy. Okay? Because, something's going on with them that you have nothing about or you can't control it or anything. So you gotta let that go because they're not with you at all. They're against you. Okay? People that lie and put out rumors about you, they're against you. They're not with you. So do your thing, handle your business, and work things out. Again, tomorrow, I'm going to have a great show tomorrow. I know I'll be on there. I had to go to the dentist this morning at 8 o'clock. I tell you, I despise the dentist, but, everybody got to go. But, tomorrow we're free and clear. I think I'm going to keep doing the show right now the rest of this week at 10 in the morning. Now I can get up and make it at 10 in the morning. But that's what we're going to do, guys. Happy to take anybody's request for shows or whatever. I do have a lot of them that I have to get into, and I will be getting into a great one tomorrow, a great one tomorrow. So you guys take care of yourselves, and I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. This is Frank Williams. I'm over. And-
around. See, dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Trap with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No, she got a big ol' onion food that make the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Hold them bands down.
Hey.
Hold your man down.
Hey.
Who told you come around?
Who?
Hit that trap sound.
Trap.
Designer,
clothes.
No need to brag now.
No need.
Hey, put the mask down.
Man.
We living fast now.
Finest.
Finest.
Rolls.
We can go.
We can go.
Cold.
Keep watching me. We're both still be real and fame.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry.
Take a whip it, intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye.
Money,
yeah, that kill it, watch me flip it like the five guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a set, check, yeah, boogie stay sit on my lip. I don't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball every week. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you breathe. Stop watching me, democracy, you wanna copy me. Life's monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool. Whip up your soda, diamonds off the roy.
Keep watching me, whip up, still be real and fame.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime.
In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it
in the kitchen, curry chicken, call it stir fry. Take off from the bird, keep her, let the bird fly. Why I started to take my prize, you a dead guy. Of course I gotta keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead, pressing, I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides. Single roll, post move, or the pick and roll. They made the way we win that thing, we use a cheat code.
Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it. Keep watching me, whip up, still be real and fame. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry.
Roof.